Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Friday, February 17th, 2023. Today he is talking about our life purpose. You are all very powerful beings. Doubt and uncertainty are part of being in form as humans, part of the unreal experience of separation from your source, from Mother, Father, God. Yes, it is an unreal experience, even though while you are undergoing it, it does seem totally real. And this is a very good reason for you to awaken, because living in a state of unreality is quite distressing for most people. Yes, at a deep level you do know that what you are experiencing is unreal, but that deep knowledge is not available to you while you are apparently in a fully awake state as you go about your daily human lives. Living your daily human lives seems intensely real because you are choosing to identify completely with your human bodies and the physical senses that they use to engage with the world around them in every moment. Even if you are in a relaxed meditative state, a loud noise, a smell, or something touching you will immediately return you to your physically aware state of normality. Living life as a human in form is not easy. In fact, it is often very difficult, and for some it can be more than extremely difficult. Nevertheless, hard as it is for many to accept, every single human who has ever incarnated, and of course including those incarnate now in 2023, made a personal divinely guided choice to do so. Everyone incarnate as a human has a deep spiritual purpose and has chosen to be incarnate in order to come to a full and complete understanding of that purpose. And that purpose? That purpose is to come to full conscious awareness that your true and unchanging nature is love. Mother, Father, God is love, and so are each one of you. A major aspect of incarnating is the loss of your memory that you are eternally one with God. The reason for this is to assist you in coming to the realization that the state of separation from your source that you are experiencing as a human in form makes absolutely no sense at all. Once you begin to look around you at the world in which you live and at the way it appears to operate, with conflicts arising in practically every relationship, from intimate one-on-one, personal ones, right up to the ones between nations and continents, you are unable not to question the purpose of your human lives as you observe the insanity almost continuously unfolding in the world around you. Modern means of communication have made it practically impossible for anyone to remain unaware of the total failure of the systems that are supposed to ensure that you can all live together in peace and cooperative harmony on your most beautiful planet. Divisiveness is encouraged from infancy onwards, as the little ones are exposed, even from the moment of conception, to ever-increasing amounts of competition in order for them to learn how to be seen, heard, and listened to as humans in form. They learn that the only way to succeed in this is to shout louder than anyone else, and the result of that training, to which you have all been exposed, is that no one is ever truly seen, heard, or listened to. To be unseen, unheard, and unacknowledged is to be separated from reality, from your state of oneness with Mother, Father, God. Fortunately, this has never happened and can never happen, because there is only one. You are all, without any exceptions whatsoever, one with our source in every moment of your eternal existence. There is never even the briefest of moments when your divine connection is interrupted, let alone broken or severed. You are one with God from the moment of your creation and forever after in every moment of your eternal existence. It is as simple as that, and you know that until you incarnate, whereupon your memory of your true nature is lost, forgotten, as a state of amnesia envelops your human forms. In order for you to experience the unreal state of separation from God that being human entails. Many of you wonder why you would or ever could have chosen to experience that state when you were already and forever present in your true and natural state of infinite and eternal joy and bliss. Well, eons ago, the briefest of micro-moments ago, the insane choice was made to see what it would be like to experience separation from your Creator. Having been given all the power and ability of God at the moment of your creation, you were able to construct a totally unreal state of limitation, an illusory state of existence in which to do this. At that same instant, your instantly loving Father, totally understanding the pain and suffering into which it would lead you, provided you with the way to leave it and to return home. However, the state in which you found yourself seemed totally and inescapably real, the only state of existence possible, and so you settled yourselves in to deal with it and with all the terror that it induced within you. Quickly, you developed an alternate self, an ego, to whom you then chose to turn for protection and guidance. But being itself unreal, a mere figment of your imaginations, the guidance and protection you sought from it was not only unreal and invalid, but it sent you against one another by introducing a state of fear and mistrust, a state that you still experience as conflicts continue to arise between you today. The way out, the exit from this painful experience is to embrace your natural state, love, and allow it to guide you at all times. Your egos, of course, attempt to intensify the level of fear that you are experiencing when it seems to them that you are about to make the choice to do so, and you find yourself seemingly between a rock and a hard place. You do want to live lovingly with all others. But to attempt to do so seems insane because the world around you appears to be filled with innumerable dangers and with large numbers of people who will be only too happy to take advantage of your credulous naivety. And of course, every day the mainstream media and social media keeps on bombarding you with warnings about the innumerable online scams that could ensnare you and cause you untold damage. The collective ego does an excellent job of intensifying your worst fears and of encouraging you to take ever more precautions against the dangers out there. To embrace your true nature does not mean that you throw precaution to the winds. It means that you allow and invite the love that you are, Mother, Father, God, to fill your hearts. When you do, she will, and your personal energy fields of love will strengthen enormously as you align yourselves with her. When you do this, others will feel the love that you are expressing and will be drawn to you. Those who are still avoiding or disowning love by regularly engaging dishonestly with others will elude or evade you because the love flowing through you and from you will feel extremely uncomfortable to them, and they will most certainly not wish to be in your proximity. Love truly is the only way to engage with life, because it is life. It is the real you. When you engage fearfully or doubtfully with life, you are effectively wearing masks, playing parts in an imaginary drama, and avoiding fulfilling your life purposes. When you choose to live in this manner, you will feel discontented and anxious, because at the deepest part of your beings you know that the identities or personas that you are presenting to others are unreal. Everyone wants to be real, to be themselves, but their egos make great efforts to discourage them from doing so by constantly drawing to their attention their strongly felt but completely invalid feelings of unworthiness, incompetence, and unlovableness. So, go deep within yourselves daily, to your holy inner sanctuaries. Everyone does have their own holy inner sanctuary, and make a point of inviting God into your hearts. She is always there, awaiting your invitation, and will respond instantly and with the utmost joy. She loves you way beyond your ability to understand, and she wants to hold you in her loving embrace. Be courageous. Disregard any feelings or beliefs that you may have suggesting that you are unworthy, that you are a sinner, and powerfully, you are all very powerful beings, make the free will choice to invite her to take you into her arms, and then delight in the peace and safety that you experience. With so very much love, Saul.